The people who eventually became known as the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohicans were originally based in the northeast corner of the U.S., but were forced out in the 1800s by war and congressional relocation policies. Legal documents from the tribe state that before moving to Wisconsin, they stayed with the Oneidas for nearly half a century, near the present-day town of Stockbridge, New York. That history is behind the Stockbridge Munsee Band's claim to roughly 23,000 acres in the area, which tribal leaders add is validated by an 18th century treaty. The Oneida Nation of New York filed a trust application for some of the same land in 2005, sparking outcry from Stockbridge Munsee leaders. Mark Emery is spokesman for the Oneida Nation of New York. He says they've abided by the proper trust process, and there's no changing the fact that the Stockbridge Munsee have no valid claim.
They've decided to see if they can't change the rules. They want to go to Congress. During this whole land in the trust process, they made their position known to the Department of Interior. And from our standpoint, we know the Supreme Court had stated when this issue was first brought forth that the proper avenue for resolving these issues is through the Department of Interior.
If Interior officials put the land into trust, it would be tax-free property which could be developed for various projects by the Oneida. The Stockbridge Munsee, local governments, and citizens groups may challenge such a decision in federal court. To date, the Stockbridge Munsee haven't filed a trust application for the land. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.